President Trump heads to California
to survey portions of the border wall.
Hope for a missing boy dashed.
It's like reliving that day all over again.
The multi-billion dollar Amazon divorce.
It's a fortune that she helped build.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Backing off on a threat to close the southern border as he makes another aimed at Mexico, President Trump heads to Calexico, California. CBS's Steve Futterman is on hand and begins our team coverage.
For decades, there has been a barrier at the border here.
This city has, for at least 60 years, had a fence.
David Dale is the city manager in Calexico. Today, President Trump travels here to see the new and improved version of what's now being called the first completed segment of his border wall. This man has no problem with a wall.
I don't have any feelings against it or for it.
But doesn't like its symbolism.
I don't like that the wall is being used in a racist way.
What worries people here most are threats to close the border. Again, city manager David Dale.
If they shut the border down, it would be catastrophic to not only the city.
Catastrophic?
Catastrophic.
And he says he's glad Mr. Trump seems to be pulling back from that threat.
I'm Stephen Portnoy, traveling with the president. Mr. Trump says he could still close the border, but won't do it right away.
We're going to give him a one-year warning.
Mr. Trump said if the Mexican government doesn't do more to curb the flow of drugs and migrants,
we're going to tariff their cars coming into the United States.
And then he says he'd close the border.
The only thing, frankly, better but less drastic than closing the border is to tariff the cars coming in. And I will do it.
Today, the president will receive a briefing from Homeland Security officials in the town across the border from Mexicali. And then he'll head to Beverly Hills to raise money for his re-election campaign.
The Justice Department defends Attorney General Barr's summary of the report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. CBS's Paula Reed says there are allegations he glossed over some concerns raised in the findings.
CBS News has confirmed there was a split within the special counsel team on this question of whether or not the president obstructed justice, with some investigators believing the president had committed a crime. And that's part of why Mueller did not come to a conclusion on that issue and made a point to acknowledge that there was evidence on both sides of that question. Now, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has requested all communication between the special counsel and the Justice Department after several news outlets claim some investigators feel Barr did not accurately convey their findings to Congress.
Attorneys for former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen have written four congressional Democrats asking for help in pressing a court to delay his report to prison dates. The letter says Cohen has materials that could be helpful to House investigations of the president. CBS News legal analyst Jonathan Turley.
Most federal courts would be rather ill-humored at this point. I mean, they're more likely to say, congratulations, give us the hard drive, and other people can go through it. You know, we know where you'll be.
Cohen got 3 years in prison. He's due to report next month. It was a gut punch for relatives of Timothy Pitson. CBS's Adriana Diaz says the person in Kentucky who claimed to be the boy who's been missing for 8 years wasn't.
It's kind of back to ground zero for us.
Timothy Pitson's family says they never gave up hope he would be found. But this week's promising break in the case is now heartbreak.
It's devastating.
Yeah.
It's like reliving that day.
Police were called to a Kentucky neighborhood Wednesday after people reported seeing a person acting suspiciously. The man told them he was 14-year-old Timothy Pitson, who'd gone missing in 2011. But a DNA test proved otherwise.
He is not Timothy. We've had confirmation from the detectives.
Police say the man was actually 23-year-old Brian Reaney. According to Ohio corrections records, Reaney has a lengthy rap sheet, including past charges over false statements. He served more than a year in prison for burglary and vandalism and was released less than a month ago on parole.
The city of Chicago is moving to sue actor Jussie Smollett in the effort to recover the $130,000 spent on investigating his case. Boeing goes public as it deals with the fallout from two 737 MAX crashes. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the company chief admits a faulty sensor may be to blame.
We're taking a comprehensive, disciplined approach and taking the time to get the software update right.
In a pre-recorded message, Boeing's CEO, Dennis Muilenburg, seemed confident the 737 MAX fleet will soon be ready to fly after admitting its flight control system was likely a major factor in two deadly crashes.
It will be among the safest airplanes ever to fly.
737 Captain Dennis Tasier, spokesman for American Airlines pilots, says Boeing must aggressively train pilots to operate its updated system.
This is beyond trust but verify. We're in the show-me stage.
There have been suspicious fires in recent days at three old African-American churches in southern Louisiana. St. Landry Parish Sheriff Bobby Gidrose says there will be justice.
To the person that is doing this to these churches, I will say, get ready. We're going to put the cuffs on you.
A major motel chain has agreed to settle a lawsuit driven by the high-octane debates on immigration and privacy. CBS's Jim Taylor joins us.
We're talking about the place that leaves the light on for you.
Motel 6's new improved
Motel
website.
6 agrees to pay $12 million to settle a Washington State lawsuit claiming the national chain improperly gave the names of hotel guests to immigration officials. Thousands of names over a couple of years. That allegedly led to targeting investigations of people with Latino-sounding names. Some folks staying at the Motel 6 locations there were detained or even deported, Steve.
Well, financially, everyone wins in the divorce of the world's wealthiest couple. Amazon's Jeff Bezos is still the world's richest person. Mackenzie Bezos becomes the world's third richest woman. CBS's Tony DeCopel.
When all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted on the divorce agreement, Mackenzie Bezos would get a 4% stake in Amazon, worth more than $35.8 billion. That would make her the third richest woman in the world. But she's walking away with just a quarter of the more than 78.8 million shares the couple now owns, and is also giving up all her voting power.
I think it kind of showed that Mackenzie wants to move on with her life. You know,
Wired staff writer Luis Matsakis notes Mackenzie was one of Amazon's first employees.
It's not just Jeff. It's not his money that she's walking away with. It's a fortune that she helped build.
The Boston Globe reports a Maryland businessman paid almost double the more than $500,000 asking price for a home owned by the longtime fencing coach at Harvard. It came as the man's son was trying to get into the school and join the fencing team. Harvard's investigating. A singer who made his name in country is singing support for a rapper, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Take my horse through the old town road.
Billy Ray Cyrus co-stars on a remix of Lil Nas X's Old Town Road, a viral hit that was removed from the Billboard country charts. The new version was released this morning, and it's already trending. Fans accused Billboard of racism because the rapper is black. Cyrus defended him, urging listeners not to think inside or outside the box, but think like there is no box. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Paul Ferry produces the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.